Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 26th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa stay in office a year after his installation as president on August 26th last year.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe today following the swearing-in of President Emmerson Mnangagwa as president last August.
There have been mixed feelings over President Mnangagwa's presidency, with the opposition saying he is worse than former President Robert Mugabe he ousted in 2017 with the assistance of the military, ZANU-PF, parliament and the masses before last year's presidential election.
Several people were gunned down in Harare a few weeks before Mnangagwa was sworn in, and then others were killed by the military in January this year, following public protests over fuel price increases. This resulted in a national and international outcry over his presidency and atrocities committed by state security agents on unarmed civilians protesting as prescribed in Zimbabwe's constitution.
The United States, Canada, Australia, and other countries that imposed the targeted sanctions on former President Robert Gabriel Mugabe and his inner circle for alleged human rights violations and election rigging have also condemned Mnangagwa for his government's human rights violations. Several non-governmental organizations are currently accusing the government of human rights abuses after a violent crackdown on protesters over the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Indications are that the Zimbabwean economy is unlikely to recover anytime soon, with the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, still insisting that Mnangagwa stole the presidential election last year in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Supporters of the president are blaming the MDC for sabotaging the government following Mnangagwa's inauguration last year. What's your take on Mnangagwa's presidency and his government?
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo choko. Yeah, pila wakutin. Ayina pila kuru, mhlaka 26 August.
26
August. Tawazi isikhathi lapho Mnangagwa acho chokona.
1 year.
Ukuba umongameli. 1 year.
1 year.
Sichayile suri angena kona.
But, you know, for you to mark 1 year, you should have put on it. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so
let's forget about it.
Yeah, let's forget about time. So, okay, kunjalo suri kanda wake. Lamtaka, kumnyaka so kule 1 year, Mnangagwa angena ofisini yake. Siyabona ukuthi kunapho engena wathembisa abantu ukuthi kunengi aza kwenza. So ke kunapho ke khulume sisho njalo, kwakukhanya sile ukuthi umuntu ofuna ukusebenza kakhulu. Akuthi sike sizwe ku video lapho uthi. Siye kukhanya kazani ke kungani ividiyo leyi asiyizwa kangako. So ke kodwa okwenzakala
nyaya iripo humbe ndiye ukuthi mutungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa vane gore vasarudzwa kuve mutungamiri wenyika. Musarudzo dziri kupikiswa nevanopikisa vebato reMDC inotungamirwa naNelson Chamisa. Vari kuti sarudzo dzakabirwa.
Bati vhere kwatsvonzwa vhere vavhimbe ncini.
Asi gore ratokwana.
Lavantu ukutshaywa vachaywa katesi avantu vechingisa
I'm not oblivious to the many Zimbabweans from across the political, ethnic, and racial divide who have helped make this day and thus have legitimate expectations from the office now I occupy. I'm not oblivious to the many Zimbabweans from across the political, ethnic.
Yeah, loge ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. He's saying that he was affirming that is now the legitimate
question. Zimbabwe from his office.
Yes.
And so, the legitimate expectations.
That's right. So we want to know exactly what he has done for Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
We are lucky that we've got Mr. Thabang Nare, who is an in-studio guest today. He's a political analyst based in here in Washington. Mr. Nare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. Good evening, Mr. Kandemiri.
Thank you so much.
So 1 year after Mnangagwa was inaugurated president of Zimbabwe, what's your take on that?
Mr. Dube, Mr. Kandemiri, I'm very sad here to be testifying a year later after Mr. Mnangagwa was inaugurated, that it would appear Mr. Mnangagwa has failed spectacularly. There was national goodwill. There was international goodwill. And Zimbabwe is worse off a year later after his inauguration. So you look at the political situation, you look at the economy, you look at the social. Now, if you look at the political situation, there is a long standoff. The Constitutional Court ruled that Mr. Mnangagwa was the winner of the election. Mm-hmm. A year later, we still don't have that judgment in writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at the economy, the inflation is going high by the day. Mm-hmm. There is no electricity, there is no gas, as in there is no petrol. You know, there are no passports. So service delivery has gone down, you know, to zero. Essentially, the passport production, Zimbabweans are complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So life has become more unbearable for Zimbabweans. And so it's hard to imagine, you know, how we would judge and say Mnangagwa has done well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the whole idea that Zimbabweans are now saying that Mr. Mugabe, who ruled for 38 years, was doing better, is that in itself, you know, a vote of no confidence in Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
The Monsanto Commission, the outcome of the commission, we haven't seen a follow-up on that. So people are not safe. The abductions, the arrests, you know, so it's very, very sad.
Mm-hmm. But there are some, Mr. Nare, who said that President Mnangagwa inherited an ailing economy. And he needs time to rebuild that. If you compare his tenure with President Mugabe when he inherited leadership from Rhodesia, the economy, the Rhodesia economy, was growing and it was vibrant, unlike Mr. Mnangagwa when he took over from Mr. Mugabe. What do you say?
So what we've seen is just policy inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we're flip-flopping from the U.S. dollar to the Zim dollar, from the bond note. And then you are told some government services you will pay in U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The expenditure, you know, government expenditure, we've seen a very, you know, high expenses in terms of Mr. Mnangagwa flying in and out of the country in unaccounted for private jet. Over 38 international trips done up to date. So, and in terms of command agriculture, we've seen the failure. We've seen $3 billion U.S. dollars that cannot be accounted for. You know, we saw the Permanent Secretary of Ministry of Agriculture and other senior government officials testifying and apologizing to the nation to say they don't know, they can't account some money.
But on that, Mr. Nare, especially on the command agriculture, that project was started around 2015 when President Mugabe was still in charge. Maybe we can partially exonerate President Mnangagwa. Let's welcome Mr. Magu. Mr.
Now let's welcome our second guest, and that is Mr. Farai Magu of the Center for Natural Resource Governance. He's based in Mutare. Mr. Magu, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. So what is your assessment of Mr. Mnangagwa's government since he was inaugurated president of the country last year?
Yeah, I think first I would like to look at the issue of civic liberties, human rights, and democracy. I think since he was re-elected last year, the country is actually backslidden in terms of democracy and civic liberties. I refer to the increased militarization of the state institutions, the involvement of the military in policing the nation, the trigger-happy, you know, state apparatus, killing of people, shooting of people in present daylight. That is a backsliding because we've never witnessed that before. And then when we look at the economy, I think his biggest undoing is the failure to deal with corruption. When you look at it, ever since he came, he has been talking about fighting corruption. And from my assessment, when he took over power in November 2017, people had an opinion of saying, let's give him a chance. There was about 5 to 6 months where there was very limited criticism of Mr. Mnangagwa. People gave him an opportunity to establish himself, and they identified the loopholes, identified the criminals, and allowed the law enforcement agencies to do their job. But as time went on, people began to realize that the president himself is far removed from the daily battles and the realities that the ordinary Zimbabweans are experiencing every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's pensioned for flying in chartered flights, even an aeroplane coming all the way from Dubai to fly him from Harare to Gweru. It clearly shows a president who is like Louis the 16th of France, who was so much removed from the realities and the problems which the ordinary person was experiencing.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. Hold on there. I think we are joined by a third guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. He used to be the MP for Pelanda Mpopoma in Bulawayo. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Yeah. Hi, Takasimba. We are fine. See you, Pila. Linjan Wen. Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Chuma, we are discussing about the first anniversary since Mr. Mnangagwa was sworn in as the president of Zimbabwe. And many people are giving different opinions. Some are of the opinion that he has dismally failed in his first year as president, while some are saying give him time. What's your position as a ZANU-PF member and also as a party?
I will not talk for the party because I'm not the spokesperson of the party, but I will talk on my own behalf as a citizen of Zimbabwe and probably as a member of ZANU-PF too. And what I will probably opine is that the president, since the new republic was ushered in last year, he has tried everything civil and everything humanly possible to make this thing work. He has opened up doors and tried by all means to engage as much as anyone who does care to listen and want to be part of the resuscitation of the economy of Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, while he has been at it, we've had prophets of doom, we've had the agents of regime change, we've had people that do not want this thing to work because of selfish reasons, of course, that if this thing works, then they become a forgotten in this whole equation of politics. So these people have definitely made it very, very difficult for the president to maneuver. And I will try and explain briefly why I say so. You see, for any economy to work or to be resuscitated or whichever term you'd want to put, there must be enabling and factors that make it actually happen. And the common denominator of those enabling factors is stability and peace. Mm-hmm. And once we get rid of that, we have then made sure that whatever we're trying to do shall not see the light of the day.
Thank you.
Stability will mean that anybody would want to invest and they want to be part of that kind of situation or country. But when we subtract that, the stability and peace, then we've subtracted everything. No matter what you do, even if you bring a spin doctor, even if you bring the best president that you can think of, be it Obama, be it whoever, they'll never do anything to change the fortunes of Zimbabwe
as long as we
remain with this kind of negativity.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Give us a slim terrier.
Jackson Kumalo. Baba Kumalo, kunjani?
Siyaphila baba, kunjani?
Siyaphila Kumalo. Sibe kulabantu abaningi abafuna ukungena ke namhlanje kuhlelo. So, phosa lakho baba.
Okay. Engakutsho kaBhuku. Ukuthi ke nga sikhangelele ngohulumende khona ngithi. Imizamo yakhe ayibonakali ngempela ngoba abaningi kukakhulu elizweni leZimbabwe bagcina sebesithi hey, sasikhala sithi kudala uRobert laphana wayezele isihlukumeza, kodwa-ke okwamanje hey, sibe kwenzima kakhulu ngoba isimo esisiso kathesi sibikhuni kakhulu kokuthi asiyakwazi ngangafuna ukuthi ugcine intandane kumbe ukhulu labogogo abasasamukeli isimo esisiso manje kukakhulu sikiseZimbabwe lapha abantu beZimbabwe basiphela kakhulu.
Kumalo lapho ushuthi umgabe wayengcono.
So wakathesi mhlawumbe umgabe wayengcono kakhulu ngephutha ekushiwo ngabantu abaningi ukuthi uhulumende kamgabe bebusa ngcono kakhulu and ma beshisa bethi ma bengabuyela uhulumende kamgabe ebe ngiyolwane okhona uZimbabwe yonke mhlawumbe ingajabula kakhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo. Sicela ubambe kolapho ungayindawo mfowethu. Hayi, sicela ukuthi usungaqhuma ucingo uzulalela kithi abanye abathini. Siyabonga Khumalo. So what Mr. Khumalo is saying is that Mr. Mugabe's government was far much better than Mr. Mnangagwa's.
Let's hear from Donald Mambo. Matina mkoma Donald Mambo ma wari parunare mkoma magadi.
Mkoma jonga na mkoma kizi wa serafu.
Hayi, watasukira isi. Nyayatu kurukura ndofunga mainzwa. Tipeyo fungwa zenyu. Mungo tidimu mkoma maka sadimura. Katigone usi kudimurira imi matisepa muna fana kudimura napu.
Kora isi mkoma. Gorea ndiba sile opa miezi ndara nda hiringika. Gorea murguta ora murgu ya ingarishi baba pili kibibira babi.
Muswa 26 August, gorea pera after saruzo ze. Muswa 30 July, vamunanga wakandupa wakatoros kwa mikuwe kwe president. Saka ndopa tiri kutora gorea. Oho.
Asungo tingu ashe ya katoda lika yo gorea. Kipimbo veri nga yopa wakandupa wakandupa.
Aiwa, tinoweri nga musuwa watora miko, musuwa 26 August 2018 na nasi 2019 saka gorera kwana.
Aiwa, kwa nasi ipa hapo, naidangu nisi. Ati, shumene talike kuti, pa magarire wano mkoma jonga, kana shatati ya ona ati. Mwere haru nga wara kwana, kukuta na kwa mae kasi. Pama shandu pama garie wanu waa, atana gore. Nungu yungu chendrea pangu pangu. Na katu nyalu da wetu. Panipa waka chora hewa wazili. Yo sandu pona angu songoti ya atana hapo shajitija chinja pama aralamire wanu. Namo ishi wipo. Kwa waruti aluta kundi nyua ya.
Pane wangu warukuti, ndafunga nguwa ya wangu gabe yanga iri nani. Imi muno tiyo.
Aukato zamika funga nipa honu watu zili. Nimi watu na siku daro nuti. Ikokora yanga shika mari paka tuto wa mkadu. Ito hini ya wangi tamari. Pazi rai tamari kubako hili kumasino darari. Ito hini ya wangi tamari. Saka wakata kukutari kwa hizi rai shitombo wa nipa. Pageta angati. Saka antu uto wangu wakana akati. Ita ya duki nzanza gomo ni churu. Nungo yonati gomo. Raka kwa tarika churu.
Thank you so much. Mkoma. Thank you so much Mkoma Donald. So in a nutshell we are saying nothing has changed. Okay, that's Mkoma Donald Mamboma, one of our regular callers from South Africa. He's saying that there is nothing to evaluate, nothing has changed. Yes.
So
and he was not sure whether we are looking at from which year, because he says Mr. Mnangagwa was in office since 2017.
No, I'm looking after the election.
Yes,
so, yeah.
So that's why we explained to him. But he's saying that there's little you can say has changed. Unless you think deeper, then you can compare whether President Mugabe was better or President Mnangagwa.
So that point, to say who was better, the former president or Mr. Mnangagwa, people are expressing those kind of feelings. They're saying Mr. Mugabe was better.
Mr. Mugabe made an impression. Mr. Mugabe was a learned man. He he chose his lieutenants very carefully. Of course, at the end, it was a disaster. But we know that Mr. Mnangagwa was Mr. Mugabe's enforcer. You know, but in terms of some, you all know the history, that up to 1897, the perception is that Zimbabwe did well, the economy was growing, but thereafter and into the land redistribution program, that's when things started falling apart. And even the War Veterans Compensation Fund, all those things were under Mr. Mugabe. So it's said that Mr. Mnangagwa, who's 76 years old, can be compared to a 94-year-old, and you're told the 94-year-old, in terms of performance in an executive office, was doing better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I think it's very important. I think it's very important. I think it's very important to have a Mugabe. I think it's very important. Niko ground.
Yeah.
So kuzobuya katiza abantu sebebulewe yi. Kodwa abantu abathi abanengi okudlula le Sanskrit. So konapho nxa sokubeka sokutana ongcono kulomunye uyabo kubeka ngapi?
Akulusizi khona khona ukuthi vele sokumele siqathanise ukuthi ongcono umgabe lo umnanga kombani. Yeah. Esikubonayo ukuthi umgabe uthe sephuma ikakhulu ngesikhathi inclusive government abantu babengachaywa ezitaradini. You know, abantu babengajontshwa ebusuku evuke ekuseni umuntu esemangobongobo eselimela. So umgabe uthe eseqeda kulokho kade ngani usengcono. But uba mnanga kuthe esengena nanga abantu sebedidujula esitridini. Asikubonanga kusenzakala ngumgabe. Loba sikwazi ukuthi babebulawa abantu, especially nge-Gugurawund, umgabe esesekhona. So zimpila zantabanye, kulisizi kakhulu ukuthi silabakhokheli abanje, abakhokheli abangathandi uluntu lwabo, abakhokheli abangathandi isizwe sabo. Ngoba kuyasiyangisa kakhulu, asikuthandi ukwenzakala eZimbabwe, you know. So kubuhlungu, kubuhlungu.
Yes, I was a colleague in Zoto Sluba, but I think what is that again? Utsevokan Nari in Zonan Tong Nari. Nari, Unjanako went.
Untlo,
Tong Untlo, Baban
Unjela,
Baban Jela, Unja.
Napira Linjan,
Siapira and Jelong of Guanabuseko.
I'm just saying, yes, to lose the center of the man like among Dazu Lagasera.
Yes, and Dazu Rapid.
Ngiyaphila but ngihlunga enhliziyweni.
Yeah, phosela kuba.
Yabona lo baba oceda ukukhuluma lo ngiyamhlonipha kakhulu indlela ayibiza ngayo umnangakwa uthi ubaba, umnangakwa asobaba. Ngoba into ekhona angiboni ukuthi ukhona ubaba ongathi ebona abantu bakhe behlukunyezwa, behlukumezeka empilweni ayenze kanje akuvumele kusiya phambili kokwenzakalayo. Right now, this guy is $5 that I'm calling a man. So, we should go to the same as the same as the same as the same
as the same
as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the same as the Kunzima sikikho ngikhuluma manje ngibuhlungu enhlizweni ngihamba lapho engihamba khona i-dust ingishaya izinamathelo yaseqolo basithembisa abantu bazasilungisela imigwaqo basithembisa abantu bazasifakela amasola sidonse amanzi ngamasola but asikuboni konke lokhu kodwa shiwa basenzelani
akula next ba
akula into ekhona uRobert Mugabe sabusa isingo sasiyi-9% manje lokuthi sibe khona izinto asasitholi so siyaphila njani singatholi singa sokuthi abantwana bangephethe besesikolo
hazi sokuthiwa kumele libheke izinkwa sezidlibe siziphala leziyana ozazi ziphala okuthiwa kumele lisebenzise
into esiyifuna eZimbabwe ukuthi sikhululeke njengamanye amazwe mina ngingahambi ne-South Africa ngabona ukuthi i-government yangale iyenza ngcono umuntu ole 65 years uyaphiwa imali okuthi ehlale phansi edle ngcono umuntu ozaliwe namhlanje esiyakwanisa 18 years ule mali yakhe ingena ebanki ukuthi uma eqeda ekwanisa 18 years lana ekwanisa ukuthatha imali nebanki enze something ayifisayo empilweni why government yakithi eZimbabwe ingakwenza khona lokho
hayi siyakuza kakhulu ndathi sibonge kakhulu ungathela kusasa baba
hayi lami ngibongile but ngibuhlungu kakhulu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ndathi siyabonga baba yeah that's all that's Mr. Ndathi in in Matabeleland South.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that, you know, Alhaji Jim Gavis time, during Alhaji Jim Gavis time, when he left, bread was 90 cents. Now there's no bread.
But now Mr. Mnangagwa's yeah. government has brought innovation. They can bake those, their own bread.
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah.
They can bake their own bread.
Maybe we hear from Mr. Chuba.
Well, before we go to Mr. Chuba, let's hear from Mkoma Pearson. Mkoma Pearson, Magadi.
Tinopara, Magadi.
Tirowa penyi mrukufo na mrukupi.
South Africa.
South Africa. Nyaheri mudariro ndiyo tirukutarisa goreva munanga gwava piwo atora mikwe kupinda pachigaro chemkuwe mutungamiri wenyika.
Ya, tinozvinzwa, tinozvivona, but ini samaonero angu. Vakagadzwa nguva yavamugabe vaitova nani. Vamugabe vaitova nani kana vamunangagwa.
Mm.
Vamunangagwa is a failure. Kana tichitaura munhu akone kusvika kusvika pakupedzisira ndivamunangagwa. Nguva yavamunangagwa vanhu, nguva yavamugabe vanhu taigona kutenga chero chingwa, shuga, upfu, chero kupira bhazi uchinda kuHarare zvaiva nyore. Ike zvino unototanga wafunga kuti ndoita sei kuti ndotenga sipo chaichero yekugeza. Hazvichaiti zvinhu zvose zviri kudhura. Ivava chero vachuma varipa vanozviziva asi kusada kutaura chokwadi.
Asi Mkoma Pearson vakawanda vari kuti vamwe vari kuti iye zvino zvinhu zvichiri nani zvichienzaniswa na 2007-2008 inove nguva vamugabe vakanga vari pachigaro.
Titauri zva 2008 tinotaura zvenguva nguva yakapinda vamunangagwa ivawo makore maviri chero mukati igore rimwe ravasvita nhasi, but musure vakatonga futi kubva 2017. Saka gore ravaita zvino tova wesi pavakatopinda zvaiva zviri nani. Saka zvino zvatonyanyisa kuchata zvinhu zvacho.
Chii chikuru chamuri kuti chanyokanganisika? Inyaya ipi, mitengo yezvinhu, zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti zveupfumi?
Mukuru wangu, zvose hapana chisina, zvose zvinhu zvakaipa. Chero pakabva vamugambe zvematongerwo enyika chaizvo zvanga zviri nani. Munhu waigona kutaura chero pamusoro peMDC usingashungurudziwi. Zvino ike zvino kungofungidzigwa. Vanhu vanonyangarisiwa, vanhu vanotugwa vusiku. Saka kana iri mari hakuna, zvinhu zviri kudhura. Petro zuva nezuva iri kukwira. Monday, every Monday, petro iri kukwira. Isati tambozviona kubva pakatonga vamugambe 38 years. Vachitonga. Saka ike zvino wese wese munangagwa is a failure. Dai anga ari umwe munhu aitoresaina zvaiva nani.
Tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Pearson, ndofunga vari kuzvinzwirawo vega advice.
Ichokwadi maita basa vesizon 7. Vamunangagwa vabviri hazvitoiti hazviti. Chero vakavavhotera chaivo vanotoona kuti takafarira nenda inobata mai musi wa 17 November 2017 uya kuti hatichingandozivi kuti zvinhu zvichadai.
Zvakaoma. Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tigonzwa kuvadaro vatiinavo. Gifts that's Mukoma Pearson is calling from South Africa. He is saying that Mr. Mnangagwa has failed, and he said Mr. Mugabe was better. He was far much better. And he said during Mugabe's era, everything was available.
Yes, so let's go to Mr. Maku. Just briefly, Mr. Maku, what's your take on what callers are saying?
I slightly disagree with them when they say Mugabe was better. My view is that Mugabe is the mentor of Emmerson Mnangagwa. They were part and parcel of the government from the beginning in 1980. So one of the biggest lies that we need to disabuse ourselves from is that there is a second republic. There is no second republic in Zimbabwe. It's a continuation of Mugabe's era. It's a continuation of Mugabe's style of governance, stifling democracy, ruling by the gun, thinking that they have title deeds for this country, whereby they managed to obtain these title deeds when we got independence in 1980. So we are seeing the ruling elites, they are living a very luxurious life. There is no business they are doing in Zimbabwe which earns the money. No business.
How are they getting this luxurious lifestyle? They are robbing the central bank. Someone send money from the diaspora to their sick and dying relatives in Zimbabwe.
Mm.
The ZANU-PF people are going to steal that money from the financial system. And instead of that money, they want to give that sick person the useless toilet paper, which they call the bond note.
Okay, let's leave it there. Mr. Mangu, we'll come back to you. Let's leave it there. Let's go to Mr. Chuma. Briefly, Mr. Chuma, your reaction to all that. Mr. Joseph Chuma.
This is going to be my last contribution.
Yes, yes.
I won't be with you after this.
No, that's right.
Like I said, and I'll still maintain it, the fundamentals of growing an economy means people that do not play politics.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening now is that people are just playing politics and hate game, and all they are good at is just say, ZANU-PF this, ZANU-PF that, ZANU-PF that. And they forget that what are they themselves doing wherever they are? Because ZANU-PF does not own, okay, Zimbabwe does not own TM Hyper, but yet TM Hyper has increased prices in their shelves, but they've not increased salaries. So, for their workers, ZANU-PF not in a papi papo. I mean, it's usually as government, at least we are trying, as you saw just recently, Mthuli is trying to raise civil servant salaries so that at least it matches with what is happening in our country. What has happened is that we've moved from that dollar era to the Zimbabwe dollar era, which means that now there's that rating of 180, almost 10 or 10 point something. So definitely, what it means is that when goods then migrate from 90 cents, like for example, bread, 90 cents to $9. The salary of that tool operator must move from $300 to $3,000. Then after that, it will be easy for that person to afford to buy that, loaf of bread. But people are not doing that. People are not coming to play game. And that's the problem that we have. We are politicizing everything. Let's remove those political jackets and put on developmental jackets whereby we put Zimbabwe first and then whatever party comes from second. Then you will see real change. When Nelson Chamisa finally acknowledges that this is a legitimate president, because he is recognized as you speak, he's going to Japan as the president of Zimbabwe, not as a president of ZANU-PF. So he is accepted, simple and finished and clear. So everyone accept that. Let's move and develop a Zimbabwe together. So we are going to 2023. So we are going to win and win. So even in the last year, I humbly accepted the defeat. Look, I'll even support the guy who is coming, an MDC fellow who is coming there. I'll support him. That's the spirit that people need to have. Not his own selfish Nekukara.
Yeah, I think Mr. Chonga has got a question for you, just before he leaves.
Yes, I wanted to look at the issue of human rights. Some people are saying that human rights abuse has risen during President Mnangagwa's tenure.
Right. If I may ask you this, what is the problem? I think that these are deliberate moves that are being done by people who are just wanting to tarnish the image of Mr. Mnangagwa and the government and ZANU-PF. Why would really ZANU-PF or Mr. Mnangagwa or the government want to go in the adapt a wonderful lady like this comedian Jela Anonzigoni for what? To gain what? What mileage are we going to get from there? It's a simple mechanism that is at play here. So that this government is tainted and is painted with all the wrong elements that you can ever think of. Just so that
Mr. Chuma, before you leave, Mr. Chuma, if these abductions are staged, managed, some are claiming, why are the police not acting? Why are they not bringing to book those culprits?
The police are trying to act. Like, you heard a statement from the police spokesperson who was actually saying that they are trying by all means to actually investigate these things. But now, you see, these people are said to be coming up, coming in wearing masks and stuff like that. So the victims are not even identifying them, and then it becomes difficult. Could you talk about what in DNA and stuff like that? But definitely, I am telling you that the government is definitely seeing this playing thing. Someone is just trying to play dirty. Someone is just trying to make sure that nothing good is said about the government of Zimbabwe. While the president goes out there to try and bring revenge, people are making sure that, no, this thing must not work. and they are trying by all means to definitely make sure that it won't work. But I'm telling you, one day the long arm of the law is going to catch up with other people. And, look, whoever is that is doing that must stop doing that, because you are beating up people for what? You are actually bringing fear into homes and families for what? It's not necessary. Let's not play this kind of game again. Let's play good politics, whereby we all go evenly. And if I win, I win. If I lose, I'm a Zambia. Accept that. Simple.
Thank you.
Sour losers. That's all I'm asking for.
Thank you so much, Baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Chuma wathini kusasa. Uchuma lapha uyakhuluma sibili. Now let's get to Mr. Gary Tola Jackson. He's here in USA. I think he's in Texas. Baba Jackson, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila bobo balinjani.
Siyaphila kakhulu sibili. Isikhathi sethu lamhla kungasinzima. Siyakunika umzuzu wakho and a half. Akuphose lapho.
Oh, into yokuqala nje bezasho ukuthi since umnanga kwethu te umbuso laphana usehluleke ukwehluleka sikele okusezingeni eliphezulu. Ake sikhangele nje iviki eliphelileyo sibona lapha bekhuluma about 1.9 billion esafuthwa iyabolekwa, ukweleka imali kusiyabhadala isikweletu. Waboleka imali ufuna ukubhadala leso sikweletu ngokuyaboleka, ikwehluleka kakhulu okuphezulu lokho. Kuyabonisa ukuthi clueless when it comes to governing the country. And then who comparison yokuthi kambe sikona ngathi umnyangaba lo mgabe ngoba lo bengcono phakathi wabo. Hayi bakithi umnyangaba is still mugabe kuthi nje face lapha that imigabe izimo elokhu ikhona lapha. Umnyangaba kakula nto ayaziyo since kusukela ngo-1980 ayeyazi ngaphandle kokuba ngumfana kamgabe. He was the person who has been supervising and planning i-brutality yenziwa for human rights violations, ama-actions, ama-personal things abo. Sike siyabona manje ayithi uMajong usile manje wayefika akatshiswa izibuni bethi bangenkazana. I mean, there's nothing new lokhu nje. You can't compare these two because they are one thing. We are fana lom tagati lem kovayat. I'm saying kovayat is saying yeko. Tagati kangeka lom kovayat kini yeko. So umkaroye lom tagati umnanga kwaye yundo fakam kamka. It's one thing. I'm going to change that lapa.
Aye, siyabonga kuli mzekele soya kuli umati nafasa na.
Okay.
Bye bye. So there you are. He's saying that Mugabe is as much as Mr. Mnangagwa in terms of how they're acting. And he says Mr. Mnangagwa was Mr. Mugabe's boy. So it's the same thing, you know.
It's that blanket called the two-in-one.
Yeah, or a brand new second hand. So now, let's turn to Mr. Nari. Mr. Nari, we know that you have to leave shortly.
Yes.
Like you requested, like Mr. Chuma. So in a nutshell, where is Zimbabwe heading with such a president?
I think it's very difficult to imagine. The churches have spoken. The churches spoken. They said they are willing to facilitate dialogue. You know, genuine dialogue. You know, but Mr. Mnangagwa has preferred to have his own Pollard puppets. You know, people that do not represent really anyone other than themselves. And we have Mr. Chamisa there, who gained a significant share of the vote, and he claims to have won the elections in 2018. And what we need is a regional mediator. We need someone, maybe Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. We really don't trust Mr. Thabo Mbeki, you know, after what he did in 2008. But we need a mediator who will come in and facilitate the dialogue. But some of the things are very simple. They are in Mnangagwa's purview. You know, something as simple as appointing a competent Reserve Bank governor. We know there have been leakages at the Reserve Bank. And his attitude has been that I will appoint whom I want to appoint, whether or not you like him. We saw it in the case of Sarkozy, the MP, there in Manicaland. You know, the people were not happy with him. And Mnangagwa said he doesn't really care about it. He says as long as Sarkozy pleases him, he will have him. So that's not the type of leadership that we need. We need servant leadership. We need someone who has a listening ear, who will listen to business, who will listen to the churches, who will listen to the ordinary person on the street, and who will protect the people of Zimbabwe. We love that country. It's our country. It's our home. You know, and so it really embarrasses us. So it was done between 2009 and 2013. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Bring some stability, you know, at the Reserve Bank. You know, bring, you know, security. Let the citizens be secure. and protest. If someone wants to protest, you know, let them protest, you know. Mm-hmm. Let them share their grievances and hear their grievances. So under Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership, the future looks very bleak.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate thing is he had been given the chance. He asked for a chance and he was given the chance.
Mm-hmm.
But he squandered it. He squandered it. And having squandered it, when people are telling him you squandered your chance, he's now allowing the people to be beaten.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about it before, that people are going to be beaten. He talked about Kandemiri.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whip in Emunyu.
Nemunyu.
Yes.
Shamu in Emunyu.
Shamu in Emunyu. We are seeing that Shamu in Emunyu. Chishandiswa, Chiroa, Vanavika, Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So we remember that when he came in the first place, it was via Operation Restore Legacy.
Yes.
And they talked about arresting criminals and all those kind of things. Where are the criminals?
We don't know where the criminals around the president are. We hear that Mr. Kasuku Were, who was reported to be one of the criminals, has been acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Where are the criminals?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we have a caller to now, Mkoma Obvious, Wariparunare. Mkoma Obvious, Magadi?
Magadi.
Takasimba, Murufo na Murukupi?
Victoria Falls.
Victoria Falls. Nyairu kurukuru wa mainzu kwa hiyo. Gore, wamananga kwa wagazi kwa kuwe mtunga miru wenyika. Tipe ufungwa zini?
Okay. No. In the Nchata or Nation and then the Tara Ninde, right?
Yeah, you're right. This is Zirin Biri.
Yeah. Okay. In the Pamoni Rang Wandik. In your Kandik. Just Yakatos is this Uganda. Apanam Siano and Rugona Mugare and Nanga Wandik. We are still at the same position. Apanakin Yakatochi. Because look now, Papa Vakati for 100 days before Vakati was in your inauguration and it. Apana Chatagana Chakachan Mukandi. So, and one project executive.
Keep
the Uramba Chitamba. Then the Yawa will be there and it.
Right,
Mokatere.
Yes, Takatere.
Right, now Doctor Anand.
Pump us well, pump.
Hello?
Yeah, pump and void, Kulum.
Right. Yeah, I'm born in the Sugar Napa. In yoga, look at stupid. I'm 37 years. I'm born in Metro Nazar and stupid. Looking stupid. No one has 7 then. I wouldn't have them. But are you? Is a kind to 7 years. I still am 7 years. I would have been the temperature of 30 years. The Lugas, Vulama industry. I'm going to also open again. So, again.
Hi, siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu for itungathini lokusasa.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Okay, good. Bye bye. So, just briefly before you leave, Mr. Nare, seeing what is happening in Zimbabwe right now,
yes,
in terms of human rights violations, we've seen some countries condemning the president and so forth. Are you saying the international community imposing more targeted sanctions?
We already saw the ambassador designate to Tanzania, yes, Anselm Sanyato being targeted.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the more we see these human rights violations, it is likely that some people are going to be targeted, you know, including some of the spin doctors, you know, who are misinforming people. That possibility exists, which is sad because we want the sanctions to go. You know, but if on the ground what is happening is that the human rights violations are escalating, you know, that is just wrong. So Mr. Mnangagwa should stop his international trips. He should go back home, go to Mutare, go to Gweru, go to Maswingo, go to Bulawayo, Plumtree, Gwanda, and engage with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to the people. There is an African saying that inkosi ngabantu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to listen to the people. And having listened, then go and implement the best of what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabweans are not short of ideas on how their country can be developed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we need to stop the corruption, plug the leakage of government revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this Chivayo guy took the $5 million,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's gone scot-free. There's no project that was accomplished, and there's no solar electricity being produced. You know, so it's that stewardship, you know, where if something has been given to you in trust, you know, you take good care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Mr. Mnangagwa has serious homework to do.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, Tombu Ngofu na wama guu. Wama guu, nerimiru wa amai. Monoti ne nyayazi kutipane gure. Wama Mnangagwa, waripashigaru. Halo, wama guu.
Ikana.
Halo.
Uh-huh.
Taurenyi.
Dandi chiti wama Mnangagwa wakundikana. Kukundikana kwa mandoro kwati. Kukundikana na iwo. Avacha kwani sakutawura ne wano Mzimbabwe. I think... Bashika patinga timuchirungu, a point of no return. Kuroo, wakutuitwa wanu, chakawana wanu, washiroo, wana amai, washiroo, wanewana, zirarewana wawo, kana wazukuru wawo, wanu wachiseinda mstreet, jiratizwa pasirisi. Izozo za chama kuwe zira, mukaa, ulipaka tipe urumendi ya wamuna angagwa, ni wanu. Kunyangwe wangwe wanu, wangawa chiwa paya tinga ti benefit of doubt, iko zinezi, Arachina kana aneri mrumu. Wakuna sakunzizu. Sakutu wa Mnangagwa. Vari kuti it's our turn to eat. Iwo neshangari zao. Saka urombo uri munyika. Iko zunezu. Nekufamba kwa vari kuita wajia. Aya ndege wajita sei. Wajita sakunge nduwa na Donald Trump. Wukutu wanindu wachifamba nezimu wani mneto imomu. Nika isina chini. Wachitora mari. Munyika munu. Wachiende sana kusipatara, kuna ana China, kuna ana Chiwenga. Asiwani wachifa nezirwere zinora pika muno Mzimbabwe. Nikuti zipatara zida zina mshonga. Wakoti wedu newana Chiremba, awasi kubadarwa.
Hmm.
Zese izo zinora tizaguti, wabinangabwa awana hanya newanu. Munu hariku zirara mira ili. Saka, kutara kwa ita wanari, dayangari unu munu, aimbo wanatanye kuita stop and listen. Womboita reduce my tips ake kutenderera kupasi rese rimwe dambudziko zvekare rinofanira kuti agadzirise Zimbabwe inyika yakaropafadzwa nezuva nyika zvakawanda vamunangagwa ngavarege kutamba nemakoronera sezvavakaita kwamarangi kuti vakadzorera kambani inonzi Anjin yakataurwa nevabiti kuti haina kana kopi yayakabhadhara kuhumende kubva muna 2009 kusvika muna 2013 ikazodzingwa nevamugabe muna 2016 ichinzi yanga iri part of the looting ye 15 billion vamunangagwa vakati kambani iyoyo ngaidzokere muzimbabwe takaona zvekare vachitora kambani inonzi yekubelarus ikanzi ngau yekuno itange kuchera munzizi dzedu zvekuti after about 5 to 10 years uchaona kuti nzizi dzedu dzinenge dzazara madhaka nekuda kwekambani yekubelarus iyoyo Saka vakasagadzirisa zvinhu izvozvo wotaura nesu vagari vana vemuZimbabwe kuti toita sei kuti nyika iende mberi handioni paine chavachabuda nacho chicheo chine punduso vachangoendawo senzira yakaenda vamugabe
nekuti
ami ichasvikawo pataimu yekuti vakuru mahala yabhiliti kwatiri
Thank you so much, Wamagu. Ramba Nyimiru Parnare Gibbs. I think we have a caller.
Yes, lo mbongeni ekungeni. Mbongeni kunjani? Baba mbongeni, sakubona.
Yebo, ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Ye, akuthi utholi ubona njani udaba lolu?
Alo udaba lolu lubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba uMnangagwa kahle kahle vele yena wahlule kadala from kulomgabe vele izame kuphefu vele ishileka mina so le nto le ngiyayibona vele ukuthi ayinako change ukhona vele lapha mina enye into enkulu ukuthi abantu abayeke nje ukuthi wasele izame kuphefu hey izame uMnangagwa wenze so asizihlulelini thina ngokwethu ngoba izame kuphefu ivotelwa yithi abantu abavotela ngoMnangagwa bavotela izame kuphefu So izanu kufa iqala ukufuleka manje kudala yahluleka from umgabe thatha umbuso ngo 1980 akunanto esayibonisa enzeka So abantu lento ukuthi bakhale manje lethi mnangakho yahlule kumgami lebetha ayinto engekho leyo sokungathi singabantwana abancane abantu bekhulile kabantu abadala abantu bezibabheke ngendlela abangathi bahlakaniphe ngakhona kodwa into abayenzayo mina kangiyiboni ngoba ngamanje ukhetha uma lubika khophana eZimbabwe abantu mnangakho bamvotela kodwa abantu bakhala ngokuhlupheka ikuphi ukuhlupheka kwakhona bakhala ngakho izani ukuphepha mina ngiyayithanda ngempela yeza into ezile iyenza njengezane p f izani ukuphepha ayichange umthetho iyahlaya iyabulala abantu iyarobha ukhetho yenza konke kodwa irobha ukhetho ivile abantu babe beyivotele so abantu bezimbabwe bayeke ukukhala umnangakho uzoqhubeka esebenza njengendlela vele izani ukuphepha ezele isebenza ngayo nankayana amakhampani avaliwe ngubani umuntu ongayiboniyo ukuthi amakhampani avaliwe lapha abantwana baye esikolo amatisha abasebenzi yonke into iyakhuphuka ngiseyikhuphuka injalo from kumgabe ukuvele kukhuphuka kunjalo akuzange kuchange kokuthi uma ngabe sokuthe kuvotela umnangagwa kuzochange izinto abantu bezimbabwe mina ngazi ukuthi uthi abayebebona leyo nto ukuhlupheka lokho kunje mina ngikubona nje kuyinto e-right siyazenzela thina abantu okuthi sikhale ngomnangagwa sikhale ngobani vele izani njalo vele.
Thank you. Hayi siyabonga Mbongeni.
Ngizibele bendithembele kuzana ukuthi ukuthi izani zenzani. Udubeka kuzoqhubeka kunjalo sizobona kuphela ukuthi kuzenzakala kuzofika
kuphi. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Mbongeni. Ye ungathini ngakusasa baba. Siyabonga.
Eh tunzo vati namukoma ekusweni pari vari parunhare. Ngoma ekusweni muchingoti demo tinemwe muterere futi ari parunhare tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Munoona mukoma ka.
Eh.
Va pamwe mnangagwa vakashandisa vanhu vakademonstratisa vamugabe vakabvisa vamugabe iye manje ivo vaakurambidza vanhu kuti vademonstrate ivo vachiti vatadza kutungamirira nyika vaakutuma mapurisa vachirova vanhu vopfekedza mapurisa vano masoja vopfekedzwa mbatya dzemapurisa vachirova vanhu vachiti vanhu hatidi kuti vademonstrate asi ivo vaidemonstratira vakademonstratira tikabvisa vamugabe nhasi vaakunzi vamunangagwa matadha vaakuti vanhu ngavarohwe vanhu ngavapfurwe tikashungurudzwa muno muzimbabwe
mukoma hepson tikatichiteera nhoroondo yekubviswa kwavamugabe bato rezanup f rinoti ndo rakabvisa vamugabe nokuti ndo vakanga vaakuimpicha vamugabe muparamendi hazvinei nekufora vakaita vanhu
vanodaro asizve ivo vaitaura musi watakaenda isusu kuhighfield vakataura kuti pano takaungana muhighfield munhu wese ari muhighfield mumazimbabwe grounds vakati pano hatinei nebato rezanupf hatinei nebato remdc vanhu vemuzimbabwe ndo varamba utungamiriri hwaamugabe
ndopandambonzwa mumwe achitaura kuti tanzi pakapembererwa inonzi ngozi vachifunga kuti muzivo
ichokwadi mukoma takapemberera nyika yese tichiti zvinhu zvaakutifambira muno munyika tikaona zvinhu zviri zvaakutoita wese nhasi iyoyo elita muno muzimbabwe ya $10.32
that is in Harare Victoria Falls diesel $10.86 maita basa zvikuru mukoma Epson regai titore tinemwe muteereri
tinotenda mukoma
thank you so much
yes slova kaunda baba kaunda kunjani
right
ye akuto kaunda zvalupanzi kakuru inda
angazi mhlawumbe bengayibambanga kahle ninjani manje
ye soya sungcono ye wena ubona njani lokhu kwenzakala
heyi kubi kakhulu undule esikhathini sonke and mina kangivumelani ngendaba yokuthi khona singathi khona isikhathi asiphiwele sisilutshwana why esikhathini sonke esilutshwana okwanise uwenza idisaster emore than umuntu okusesebenza 38 years yena ngalesi sikhathi esilutshwana but uwone modan lwano obese 38 years and angeyithi umgabo bengcono kulokulale umuntu lo mdala lo mnyaka ngani ngoba uteacher uyasibhekisa umntwana abe yi-president babe ngile so angeyithi i-president lo ihlakaniphe So, I'm telling you, when I got in a pandy, the city is very long, it's a corner, and I'm in Tala Levanta. I'm going to tell you, I'm next to me. But in a town that is a very young corner, a petrol, the right by question, you can justify the mind in a day, and then you go to change it up, it will clear our way to the last. As long as you find it, you can eat it over right.
Hayi siyakuza kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathina kusasa siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga baba, thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Kaunda is saying in the shortest possible time that Mr. Mnangagwa has been in power, he has done so much damage that it is more than what Mr. Mkabe did in 38 years. So he says he has done so much in terms of bad things.
That's
so
I can argue on his behalf.
Yeah.
They are blaming sanctions. Sanctions. Sanctions.
Mr. Maku, so this issue of sanctions, is it the one that is causing havoc in Zimbabwe, or it is a governance issue?
Not at all. My sanctions, ningati nini ndo ya wano shandisa, but it cut out to the tariffs, ask my sanctions. I can't even see a 15 billion. Yaka Kamarangi, ask my sanctions. I can't even see the Mende, Ipe, an ex convict, which Nero Chivayo, a $5 million tender, put another solar project, Yakuanda. Ask my sanctions. I can't even see an Ignatius Chombo, Labe, my stand all over the country. Zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika munomu, vanhu vasakunda vaye vachinotora mari kuri Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe zvisiri pamutemo, haasi masanctions iwayo. Saka mukada kuti mutarise, ngatiarise kuti vamunangagwa vhaka vakapinda mupower muna 2017, tikatarisa Zimbabwe yese vatenga mota inodarika ndofunga 1500 matwin cab ma Ford Ranger for ZANU PF Party. Masanctions iwo aripo. Sei vasiri kukwanisa kushandisa uchenjeri ihwohwo kutenga maambulensi ekuti vanhu vatakurwe, kushandisa uchenjeri ihwohwo kutenga madrugs ekuti vanhu varapwe, vanhu vararama vemuZimbabwe. Sei masanctions ari kutadzisa asiri kutadzisa vamunangagwa kuti vabhururutse vachivenga vachivaendesa kuChina vachinovarapisa ikoko for several months. Saka tinoona kuti masanctions ari kumonyeserwa munyama wemasanctions. Dambudziko guru remunyika munomu huori corruption, neyatingati impunity yekuti munhu akaita huori hwake rinenge ratovagamba, haasungwi. Kana akasungwa ndezvekungoenda kweusiku huviri hwobuda, haapiwe sendenzi yekuti anogara mujeri kwenguva yakareba zvichienderana nemhosva yaanenge apari.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Magu. He's saying the government is just hiding behind the finger, claiming that sanctions are the main problem, but they are doing luxurious things, buying luxurious cars, managing to send people to countries like China for medication and all that, seeking medical attention. So he's saying, I think they need to do much more better. But in that case, Mr. Magu, in English, we saw a statement from Amnesty International, and they are saying that as he enters his second year in office, the president has the opportunity to start on a fresh slate by immediately taking steps to ensure that his government ends the escalating attacks on human rights and impunity for human rights violations. And they urge him to build a Zimbabwe that is a culture of respect for human rights and all these human rights for everyone. Do you see President Mnangagwa taking this advice?
I don't think he has the ability to implement that advice, even if he is willing to do so. One, from the way I read things, the president, he does not have absolute power. Some of the things that are happening in the country are not entirely of his own making. We know that power was handed over to him by the military, and the military remains a very, very important factor in the politics of Zimbabwe. Number two, ZANU-PF has long transformed itself into a terrorist organization, which he operates through terror.
and these terror cells, they are all over the country. So, and it's the reason why the party is sustained itself in power. It's through state.
Thank you so much, Mr. Makuu. Sorry, we are out of time, Mr. Makuu. We have to end there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tabang Nare, Mr. Prime Makuu, and Mr. Joseph Chuma. Signing off with Skip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kande mire, nishitenda mose, makwanisa kupinda mchirongwa. Nemi, makundika na toti rambaye muripo, chirongwa ndechenyu. Mwara rakanaka.